We pray. Lord Jesus, help us to praise your holy name today and forever. Amen. Well, I've been out of the classroom for a week, recuperating from surgery. And amazingly, school kept on going on without me. That's one more bit of evidence that I am not indispensable. There are three words that recur in the fifth chapter of the book of Genesis, which bear witness to the continuing effects of sin. Anybody know what those three words are? Come on, sophomores, you just had this last year. Okay. And he died. One thing to note is that the world continued on without these individuals. Abel died, and the world went on. Adam died, and the world went on. Seth died, and the world went on. Every human being is dispensable, except one. Concerning this one, our text has something to say. Colossians 1, "For by him, that is Christ, all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Jesus Christ is the only indispensable human being that ever lived. Without Jesus, God would have no reason, would have had no reason to preserve the world after the fall. Without Jesus, God would have had no reason to spare Noah and his family from the flood. Without Jesus, God would have had no reason to bring you and me into the world. The theory of evolution says that there is no God. It says that all things continue to evolve on their own, simply by chance. In other words, they're saying Jesus is dispensable. The fact of the matter is, by him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Now, for you Greek students, the word consist, that is translated consist, is synistemi, meaning to stand together or to hold together. So by his power, all creation is now being held together. As the Spirit says elsewhere, he upholds the universe by the word of his power. So heaven and earth and everything that is in them have their origin in Jesus, and their preservation in him, and their termination in him. For in him we live and move and have our being. By him, through him, in him, for him, you absolutely cannot take Jesus out of the picture. Without him, there would be nothing. And even if there were something, Without him, it would all fall apart. And even if it did hold together, without him, there would be only a devastating conclusion for everything. Let's talk about that last point for a moment. I said that heaven and earth and everything in them find their termination in Christ. The text says that all things were created for him. So in the end, when all of history is summed up, the conclusion will be that only Jesus is to be glorified. And all creatures will acknowledge that he is God. Book of Revelation pictures it this way. And every creature, whether or which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Jesus, the Lamb of God, will be glorified because he is responsible for the creation of the entire universe, for the preservation of all things, and chiefly for the salvation of all believers. Our text says it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. This creator of the universe, this one and only God, took upon himself the flesh and blood of his creatures. And by shedding this blood on the cross, he paid the full price for all our sins. In this way, he has made peace with God. He reconciled us to God by removing the very thing that made us enemies of God, the very thing that would have caused God to destroy us all. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the reason why the world still turns today. In the end, all creatures will glorify him and his great work of love. Jesus is indispensable. Creation, preservation, salvation, it all hinges on his love, his power, and his wisdom. As for us, the only way that it could be said that we are indispensable is because God has chosen to put us on this earth for a purpose. Since we really don't know what our specific purpose in this world is, we simply dedicate ourselves to his service and leave it to him then to fulfill his purpose in our lives. And in that way we serve him and we are indispensable in his plan. Of course, there is one great purpose for every one of us, and that is to declare his praises from generation to generation. Now let us sing the praises of this indispensable Lord, and may we all be found singing his praises in glory. We'll go turn to hymn 19, verses 1 and 5.